Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
San Francisco. On Odyssey Station.
We didn't see Trey Lance's package at all.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the segment sponsored by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. 888-957-9570. We're talking about Game 5 last night. We're talking about the series against the Dodgers. We're talking about the regular season that was so special. I have a new rule, Goo. I'll start it this way. So when Duvall comes trotting in from the bullpen,
okay.
Did you say, boy, I'd like him to go to McGee
here?
Oh,
not at all. Not okay. At all.
Did you even think about it?
Nope.
Then you cannot bring it up after the game. You can't. If McGee never even crossed your mind last
which
night.
Which is true, it didn't.
Then you can't say.
Oh, now you didn't. Hold on. And I never told you one lie since I've known you. I thought, like, what if this doesn't work out? Will we second guess why McGee didn't even, was he a thought?
No.
Because this stage was big. It was like Paul McCartney performing in front of millions.
Okay.
Duvall didn't have that on his resume.
Trae Young didn't have anything on his resume. And he went into Madison Square. Steph Curry didn't have stuff on his resume in 2013. And,
That Gavin Lux, when I realized and I kept asking, I asked Dibs, I asked Willard, I asked everybody here at the station, did you think that Lux ball was gone? And it actually was a homer, Steinie. Now that I look back. So we can't act like he was Lee Smith in this series. He had great moments. Talking about Duvall, Steinie, he got hit. And he got hit when you ran him out there for the second inning. Now, I know he only threw one pitch to retire Turner, but it was just a thought. I hate that you guys are making me into Clint Eastwood, and I came in here with my notepad saying that's why they lost. I'm not. But when you do the autopsy, you say, you know what? Did Kapler think about McGee? And if you're McGee, are you thinking, damn,
okay,
this could have played out different
I think
that I'm not saying that's why they lost, but this is what we do.
And I could say, okay, you know what I would have thought about doing there is going to Alvarez.
No,
going to Alvarez right there.
Hey, Gausman? Straight to Gausman?
Hey?
Dodgers went to Scherzer.
What would both see? And that's why I'm just
take that comparison back, please.
This comes with the territory. Nobody is above being. Is it second guess?
No. This is second guessing is one thing. This is worse than that. This is trying to put blame on something or someone where there is no blame.
And okay, but let me back up. DVR and hit rewind. The stars are not made in a month. And that's what I think I have a bit of an issue with is you guys put everybody, this kid was a star in a month. And to me in baseball, that doesn't happen. He was hot, but he also almost gave up that game-tying homer. But you ran him out there, you win with who you brought to the – you dance with who you brought to the – What is it? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even helping you.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
need help.
I'm done helping you.
I'm not saying it's why they lost. It was a thought.
The other thing is, like, it's not
help
like
me out back
it's not like Duvall gave up a home run.
Well, he hit a batter and then gave up a hit and
come gave on, up
another
Goo.
Hit. Yeah.
So how old's Duvall? I think he's 24.
He's a youngster.
24. Yeah, 24. I would say, you know what they need to do? I think they should put an age requirement on the postseason. Seriously.
No.
Come on.
We got caught up with Duvall
mania. It was a no decision.
And do you live with the consequences? He actually didn't have the clean inning. The guy that was forced down my throat, he's a star in a month. Okay, he's hot. But they went to him, and you live with the consequences. That's all.
Francisco Rodriguez is 20 years old when they brought him up for five games at the end of 2002.
And I heard his name. If I had a dollar for every time I heard Duvall getting compared to him, I was like, okay.
Bobby Jenks got brought up in 2005 for the Chicago White Sox for the last month of the season.
But
turned
they,
into the closer for a World Series winner.
Mm-hmm.
But Duvall's had issues. He's been sent down, controlled.
He has not had issues. He's been their best reliever the last 6 weeks.
I'm talking about in his career. See, that's what I'm saying. The season ain't just 6 weeks. And you got people got married to, oh, he's our,
but
okay,
you
forget
pitch,
about
wouldn't
McGee.
You use the guys who are pitching best right now?
You would, hey, my only thing is, McGee was an option, and he was not used.
Well,
that's
he wasn't
all.
An option because he didn't even run through your mind last night. Like, here's what I think. If you're going to say that, I was like, well, he shouldn't have played Yaz as much in the series. Yaz was 0-13. Well, no kidding. Like, that's so easy to say. He shouldn't have Flores up that last at bat with Scherzer.
But how many
Who
shows
else stunk?
Did we do?
Solano, man. Shouldn't have played Solano.
And Steiny, you know me, man. How many shows did we do when you had that Steiny smile? The Giants got a new closer. I'm like, yeah, it's a good story because Duvall
they
was
did.
Fifth. But then they gave it to him. They just stripped McGee and said, and he got hurt, didn't help himself. But they were like, youngster, close it.
Right.
And what did he do?
He was their
on
best
the
closer.
Biggest stage last night. What did he was awful? Hit a batter, then hit, and you live with the consequences. And guys like me can just say,
"I know."
Did you think about me?
Like and that, if I'm talking, it's again, everything that's wrong with sports talk radio.
No, I'm just
again.
He's not Lee. The kid wasn't Lee Smith. He had a great last month of the season. He was stellar. But I go back now to the warning signs, the check engine
so
light.
So easy to do what you're
the
doing
Lux
right
ball.
Now.
The Lux ball. That so, was technically so, a homer, Steiny.
It's so easy to do what you're doing now. I'm shocked you're doing it. I'm shocked you're taking the easy way out here.
This is what you do the day after.
No,
it's an autopsy.
Not this. You can talk about... You know, the check swing on Flores. And you can talk about maybe should he have messed his lineup up a little bit when he found out Knebel was playing.
No second guessing.
There's no second guess when it comes to Duvall last night.
All right.
I don't think.
So
I mean,
you
888-957-9570. When Giants fans can weigh. I'd love for you to weigh in on this. Was there a choice last night between Duvall and McGee?
And if people get testy, that's how I know I'm right. In this kid, this is how I live my life. When people get testy, I don't even need to hear what's coming out of your mouth. You know you're feeling it's sensitive.
Man, this guy's got it all figured out.
By the way, Lee Smith, 500 runs in five post-inning games. Or five post-inning games.
You're right. But I when I asked my comrades, my coworkers here, about that Lux hit, it wasn't out. I thought to myself, damn, that wasn't a clean inning from you won the battle, but you didn't win the war because the Mother Nature had something to do with the ball. And then you ran him out there, and what did the Dodgers do? They got to the youngster, Steiny.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah? If you're a pitcher, all right, and you got the wind blowing in 30 miles an hour, okay? But the next game, there's a 30-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to center field. Do you think the pitchers pitch a little differently in that situation? Do you think when the wind's blowing 30 miles that you can throw the ball higher or you can elevate the pitch a little more?
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Give me this.
Maybe he was smart. Right. Maybe he's like, you know what? Right. Nobody can hit the ball out of this park right now with this wind.
I'm going black mamba on you. That was Kobe's air balls against Utah. That was the, that was what that was last night for Duvall.
Wasn't that bad.
That was bad, yeah. I watched
Kobe
the game
hit,
live.
Kobe like five
I watched the game live.
I mean, I don't know what I can compare
Kobe,
that
but
to.
Look what happened to him. It turned him into a – and I love – hey, I love the kid, but I just –
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you're not allowed to. You're not – I'm not allowing you to love Duvall.
I'm just telling you, Steiny. Nobody is above – where was McGee?
After Steiny tweeting, this is twice as bad as the Tuck rule last night, I'm always siding with Guru. Listen.
You did say that. And then you come in here and say the check swing wasn't that bad. You had it up there with the Tuck rule, and I was proud of you when you said it.
Would you get? Does anybody understand context?
I read.
The point is two rules will be changed because of this series. Not one, two. I guarantee you.
Well, and I'm with you.
They'll start reviewing check swings, and they won't. They'll do something with the seed.
Okay. I agree with that.
Big Jose in San Jose. What's up, Big Jose?
Hey, first of all, on your comment about reviewing check swings, they're never going to review check swings because you can't argue balls and strikes. They're subjective.
Well,
so just on that point.
I think they're going to do something, Noah.
Thing, hey, I want to ask Guru. Hey, Guru, what happened yesterday? Did the Dodgers openers give up two runs or did they get six out, bro? I don't remember what that was that we talked
you
about yesterday.
You're the latter.
By the way, the game got shortened.
Yeah.
No. The game got shortened. Kynan was filthy. Janley was filthy. And I told you, man, it was a great, smart move. And I think it's pretty sad that you're second-guessing Gabe Kapler today. I mean, you were all hot for Duvall, and then now you're throwing him under the bus, bro. Come on. It's got to be one or the other, bro. It can't be both.
That's Big Jose in San Jose coming
Big
down
Jose,
your road.
And I wasn't all hot on Duvall. I just – nobody is in a game like – it transpiring the way it did last night, nobody is above being second guessed. I didn't come in here and say, oh, that's why they lost.
But you know what?
But the more I think about even doing the show with you, I still think about how I felt watching the game. And I go back to what could have been different. And you live with the youngster and you live with the fallout.
Right.
And the youngster was, it didn't work. And I'm wondering, was the moment too big for him? But we got so giddy and I ain't going to Lee Smith.
Here's what I think. Here's what I think. You saying they should have gone to McGee is, okay, whatever. You bringing this up, all right, it's like not relevant. It's not like what we should be talking about is Dave Roberts starting Knable. Like
that was
a move.
That was rocky.
That was gutsy.
It was rocky.
It worked out. It worked out to perfection.
But why did it work out?
We should be talking about that rather than
maybe
Kapler should have brought in a guy that nobody thought he should have brought in at the time.
To that point, my friend, let's keep it real. And Big Jose, if you're listening, what Roberts did only worked because the Giants, again, were lemon booty with runners in scoring position. They hit the socks off the ball. It did matter because the advantage was Roberts when the Giants didn't cash in. But don't tell me they didn't get opportunity. My question to the masses is when the youngster got Turner, maybe that was it for him. But and then you bring in McGee. And maybe McGee would have blew it. But don't tell me, the more I think about it, maybe you should have just let the youngster get that out on Turner, big hitter. You got him out. You know what, McGee? You go back out there. But you know what they did? Oh, this is the Messiah. Run the youngster, the machine out there, and the machine got hit.
And this is the part that sucks. Because if Duvall would have come out after the eighth and they put McGee in and he gives up the run, you don't think you would have been sitting in here today ripping Gabe Kapler for not putting the guy who's gotten him there the last 6 months into that game. That's why I don't think there was a decision to be made. It was they'd made that decision going into the postseason. Their most important high leverage innings late in a game, if they're going to a reliever, was going to be Duvall.
But the kid's not a starter, and the kid, every time he goes out, is not supposed to get six outs. And I know he threw one pitch and got out of that jam. At the end of the day, Steiny, I just think, did they even consider the moment? Not the stuff, the moment being too big for the kid. And he got you the out on one pitch. I'm thinking now, And it's fair. And if he would have ran McGee out there, you can't run from what I'm doing. No matter where you're at in sports, it comes with the territory. And the only reason Big Jose called, and I'm even giving kudos to Roberts, is the Giants didn't make him pay. Balls was off the wall, looked like home runs. They didn't cash in. So you missed your opportunity, but you got them.
Let's go to Rick. Rick's in San Jose. What's up, Rick? I got to look something up, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Talk to us.
Caller, love the show.
Thank you.
But there's no way you second guess having Duvall come out there. I mean, he threw one pitch in the top of the eighth, got out of the inning, and then he comes back into the ninth inning. I think the only thing maybe you question is the fact that I think he lost a little bit of confidence in his fastball when he hit Turner. And then he threw four or five consecutive sliders that didn't have the right bite to it with Bellinger. But there's no way that the moment was too big for him. I think him and Webb did a great job for as young as they are to be thrown out there. But McGee has one pitch. It's a fastball, and that's it. And he's been getting hit pretty hard. I mean, he had a two-run home run the last time he was out there. But I think Duvall is your closer for the future. I think that if he can grow from this, it sucks. But I think he's your closer.
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
And I'm echoing those sentiments. Steiny, I'm telling you, they forgot about McGee, a guy that was a big part of your season in crunch time. They gave it to the kid, and that's fine. But you got to live with that. Where was McGee? There was no point for McGee to come in yesterday's game. As Robert is going through the whole staff, emptying the refrigerator. I'm just asking and stating the fact they forgot about McGee. He was a big part of your season. You couldn't find a batter or a spot for him to enter last night's game? And obviously the answer is no, and you live with the consequences. Hit batter, hit. Heartbreak Hotel, and Jake McGee didn't throw one pitch. You live with it. That's all.
Let me tell you what's infinitely worse to live with. Putting in a second-rate pitcher.
Now he's second-rate?
He's not as good as Duvall was right now.
Oh, all right. Wow.
Like, this is... Come on, Goo.
I'm just... Hey.
Goo, what did he do? How did he play? How did he pitch in Game 3? McGee.
He was filth. He gave up runs.
Thank you.
It happens.
It happens for McGee, but Duvall, the lights are too bright.
Sending him out there for the hey, you could have done something different. McGee after he got that out and retired Turner. There was another option. That's all my point is. Everybody got caught up in. Oh, he's a machine. What happened last night to the youngster? You ran him out there, high octane situation. Yeah.
They wouldn't have been.
Yeah. They hit batter, game over.
They don't win the division without Duvall.
And they don't win the division without McGee and his contributions.
Probably true.
So all these front runners calling, acting like McGee is just dog stuff, that's wrong. And if McGee is listening right now, he probably, you know what, dude knows what
he's. Of course he should. I mean, of course McGee wanted to, but he shouldn't have. Because he got shellacked the last time he pitched against the Dodgers.
Right.
Troy's in San Jose. Hey, Troy.
Hey, Guru, you ever heard of hindsight is always 20/20? I mean, you got to understand, if McGee would have came in and gave up runs, you would be in there saying right now, you'd be saying, oh, well, they shouldn't have put in McGee. They should have put in Duvall. I mean, Duvall was hot for the last 6 to 8 weeks, he's definitely our, you know, best saver. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't really understand where you're coming from. You can always say, you know, a pitcher could have done this or could have done that, or they should have done this or should have done that. That's all.
Thanks. When Bellinger singled with the runner, first and third or second and third at that point?
First and third.
Right. So in other words, what we're really talking about.
First and second for Bellinger.
Okay, perfect.
It was Lux on first, Turner on second.
Thank you. That's right.
Turner got gifted first.
The bottom line is you almost had a double play there, which is what you wanted. He hit the ball through an area that we both agree was not like a big hole. He got a ground ball.
And what does it go down in the scores book? HIT.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Indo. It could have been a double play. Come on. It was a hit. And although he gave up a grounder, it's a hit. It ain't got to be in the air.
Right, but there's a strategy in baseball that you want to keep the ball on the ground to try to get a double play.
Let me just say this before we get out of here.
I can't believe this.
I'm a loyal dude, and I love sports.
Not to Duvall, you're not.
Just listen. I love the team aspect, and the Giants sold their soul and gave the ball to the youngster who had been phenomenal this last year, okay? But never had pitched in this high of a leverage situation, and they forgot about McGee. And to me, I'm just thinking, like, damn, could you have tried to fit McGee into what you did last night? It's just a thought.
Couple things.
And for the ones that just called, it didn't work. And I'm like, who didn't touch the ball?
The guy who didn't touch the ball was the guy who didn't pitch the last 3 weeks of the season because he was hurt. McGee. Oh,
that's a fact.
He was hurt going into the postseason. Yeah. You gave the ball to Duvall, who had given up zero runs in the previous 18 innings. Like, here's the thing. We're debating about a decision where there wasn't even a decision to be made. There was no decision. It was Duvall. So, I don't even think this is a debate.
You could have sent him out. After he got Turner out, Duvall, you could have gave the ball to McGee. And he could have gave up three home runs. But he also could have got you out and prolonged the game, and you win it in the bottom half of that inning. And that's very valid to bring up, being that the way that they decided to do it and keep his butt on the bench, it's fair.
He didn't pitch the last 3 weeks of the season, and when he pitched against the Dodgers in Game 3, he gave up two runs.
So that means he can't get another chance?
Well, it probably means he's not.
We see it in sports all the time.
So you're going to go with a guy who hasn't been pitching well versus a guy who's been lights out?
No, it's called confidence. And I was like, hey, they got you Game 2.
Here's what I want you to do right now. Just say, yeah, you know what, Stein, I'm probably overblowing.
No, this is not like your George Kittle being overrated. This is nothing like that. This is, don't get mad at me because it's a question. It's an option that the manager did not choose. And I'm the only one saying there was another option.
No, there
wasn't.
With
the guy that you stabbed in the back, all you fans front running, oh, he's the best. This kid is this and that. Wop, wop. Hit batsman, and look what happened. Dodgers celebrating on your turf. Wop, wop. Hits batsman. Giant yet, Dodgers celebrating on your turf. McGee just sitting there watching it all play out like, oh, y'all gave up on me. Okay, I had a bad game too. I can't get back manager. Those are just thoughts. That's all.
But here's the thing. You acknowledged it was not a thought at the time Duvall came in the game. You acknowledged that you weren't saying, boy, I'd go with McGee here. Like, he didn't even enter your mind at that point.
When you asked that question, Sonny, I said after Duvall retired Turner, that's when I thought about McGee. And I was like, oh, they're running him back out there, the kid.
Eddie and San Leandro. San Lorenzo. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to chime in because even though I'm a casual, I don't really know the pitchers that well. I just feel like what one of you guys is saying is like, oh, they could have done this, they could have done that, they should have played my boy McGee, yeah. Look, you got to do what statistically is the best option, and even if that doesn't work out, that doesn't mean that's a bad decision. That just means that's bad luck. They went with their best move, it didn't work out, that's too bad. It's not the wrong move.
I agree completely. Let me ask you this. Was bringing Duvall in the wrong move?
No. And I thought.
So then I think.
When he got Turner, they wanted to do it more and ran him back out there. I would have looked at it like, you know, he's a youngster. He's been great. But now I'm just thinking back to the other game with the Lux hit. that should have been a homer.
Please stop like, that.
He wasn't
Please
just throwing it by that. Everybody.
He got
Gavin Lux took technically took him deep.
He pitched two scoreless innings.
But the eye test tells you that ball was a home run.
All right, Kurt. Kurt's in Napa. What's up, Kurt?
Hey guys. So I actually called yesterday, pretty PO'd at Dave Roberts making that call with Knievel.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'll fall on my sword on this one. It worked out. But in the past, Dave Roberts has he's made us nervous. You know, so that kind of a call made me really nervous. But one thing I want to say to you guys is, Goo, you need to do some yoga or something, man. You need to take some breathing classes or something, because you're all amped up about this. My God, these guys, this is the World Series team from last year. They were supposed to win the NLDS. This was never supposed to happen. They were never supposed to get pushed by the Giants of anybody else. I mean, seriously, you guys had an incredible season. You pushed the Dodgers to the last game, to the last out. I mean, seriously, you guys have an incredible lineup, an incredible team, an incredible farm system. You guys are going to be relevant for, I hope anyway, for the next 10 years.
And I'm the guy that told Steiny earlier this week, not to cut you off, that this is going to be a great season no matter how this played out. So everything you're saying, I agree with.
Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate the call. How much we got here, Spinelli?
Break now.
What do you say we take a break now? And we'll get to all the calls on the other side. I do want to speak about that Roberts move too, because I think we're burying a little something that we really should talk about. And you know what who that's sponsored by? I'll tell you who it's sponsored by. Get Upside. Mm-hmm.
Junior. And a wave and a miss. Down he goes.
Huge props to Logan Webb, man. That is really hard to hit him. I mean, he shoved it up our butt twice.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
There is a bright spot. Sure looks like the Giants found themselves an ace. Maybe the kind of ace who can, when it's all said and done, be up there with the Lincecum. And the Bumgarner and the Kane.
Yeah. Or surpass that.
Now, think about that. That's what I always think about. He's got to win three titles.
But he went through the Fonda Dodgers twice, and they couldn't get good wood on him. Shout out to Alex. Wood.
I got you. Dave Roberts. Here's when I knew that he was on to something. When we had Dave Fleming on yesterday.
Mm.
Giants announcer on NBC Sports Bay Area. And I just said, why did he do this? Why is he starting Knievel? And Dave Fleming was like, the hope would be that he can either get Kapler to fiddle with his lineup a little bit before the game, because they like to fiddle with their lineup in real time to force the other, you know, to react to a matchup.
Gotcha.
Or win the matchup. And then the other simple, I mean, it was just simple. If you could get an inning or two out of an opener, then all of a sudden, Arias, that you can view it as, all right, Arias is now starting in a 7-inning game. There's only a 7-inning game.
That's
now
how it was.
And that was the difference in the game. I mean, think about this for a sec. What about if, and I'm not saying they would have ever done this, but let's say the Giants had started with an opener and gotten out of the first inning or two. And then you bring Webb in the third. Maybe Webb gets you all the way to the ninth at that point. Good move. It was a real good move.
But can you meet me halfway here? And what, you know, how long did it take Kapler to, you know, put out his lineup? They put thought in that. I give you that. But Steiny, the first two Giant hitters, again, it didn't happen. Posey had a double. Ruff almost hit a homer. They were 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. And to me, that's greater. And I'm taking nothing away from Roberts. That's greater than what Roberts did, tinkering with the lineup. And of course it worked, but it worked because the Giants didn't make them pay at the plate.
Who cares how?
Eventually that's what the game was going to come down to, no matter what they were doing with their lineups. You got to either hit the ball with runners in scoring position. And you're not saying Roberts won the Dodgers the game, but I'm just saying to the masses, the Giants had opportunities to win. That lineup thing was something, but it wasn't why they won.
When the third inning started, and it's 0-0, and Woods pitching his third inning. Exactly. Okay. Advantage Dodgers. So, no, I'm not going to say they won because of that, but it sure as hell didn't hurt.
And to have Scherzer in there at the end was like, wow.
Alejandro in San Francisco. What's up, Alejandro?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Talk to us.
First of all, of course, when Duvall came in, I had no doubt. I wasn't worried. I actually felt pretty good when he came in and threw one pitch out. And so I had no doubt he was coming back in the ninth. My only question is, of course, I actually never thought of McGee coming in. I actually felt pretty comfortable keeping Duvall in there. But I wanted your thoughts of I did see Alex Wood warming up and for a second, and then they put Gossman up there to warm up. What are you guys thinking of putting Wood there with some lefties? I actually thought Wood would have been nice. He has some experience.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In the playoffs, and he did pitch out of the bullpen with the Dodgers. So I thought Alex Wood would actually be a better play than McGee.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kapler would have gone to Wood before McGee. Definitely. Because Wood had some success in this series already.
No doubt. And I can't claim that. And I love the caller's thoughts, Donnie. I can't claim Wood. But why I'm bringing this up is I just wanted the Giants staff and mainly Kapler to know that, hey, here I go, my favorite words, Donnie, we're playing with house money. Let's keep the kid got an out, although it was one pitch, and there's another option. And that option, I was saying, because I thought about McGee, and now the caller brings up a good point, Wood, but they went with the youngster, and he'll learn from this. I just don't understand. And again, I get it, Stoney. Why Posey? Or they didn't generate that fastball to Bellinger, who strikes out left and right.
And that's where...
That's hurt, because that guy, I called him Helen Keller. I called him Ray Charles. I mean, he has been looking bad at the plate, and for him to get that hurt.
And I guess what I'm saying is, and I get what you're saying, you know, you ask questions, but like... I'm just a media guy who likes baseball.
Right.
All right. And I watch the baseball games. And I don't know, like, it never crossed my mind that Buster Posey, one of the greatest defensive catchers of all time, one of the greatest catchers maybe of all time handling a pitching staff. I don't know, man. I think why didn't he call this pitch as opposed to that pitch? To me.
Isn't he known for his heat, though, Stoney? That's all.
But, like.
Isn't he not 101, 102? You know, go down with that.
Posey isn't an idiot.
Right. I'm not saying he is.
He calls whatever he calls for a reason. And I don't know what the reason is, because they're far more advanced than I am in terms of why they're doing something. But. Like, that's one where it's like, we spent an hour the other day talking about how Posey's caught more shutouts than any other catcher. I don't know. And at that,
can I say something to you? It ain't bothering me. I know we got a couple minutes. Can I say something to you? You got to give your boy credit. Because I know your blood pressure is probably a bit raised.
Not really.
But you saw me moseying in on this Friday.
Uh-huh.
And we talked. We texted last night. I didn't say this is why they lost. I didn't come in with this. This manifested from provocative conversation. And I just said to you that, you know what? Now that it's all said and done, the dust settled, I didn't think about McGee. Because I'm a team guy, you know? But give me credit, Stoney. Look me in the face and say, you know what, Goo? You didn't come in here saying that's why they lost.
No,
that's
you didn't.
It's a question that... And the more, when I drive home today, I'm going to be thinking about it more and more when I watch the Braves.
Yeah, that's too bad, because it's really not worth thinking about that much. No, but here's what happened. No, you didn't come in here saying they didn't use McGee, that's why they lost the game. What happened was, and you know, I'm a little older than you, so I have more experience. It happens to me very infrequently. Something came up, you latched on to it. After you latched onto it, you realized, maybe I shouldn't be holding on for dear life here.
See, I don't like that.
And then
that.
By that point,
I hate you,
you were so defensive that now you just can't give in. Right. Now you just can't give in.
I'm not that guy.
And I get it. I get it. That sometimes happens to me. Like, you just don't want to admit
you're wrong. When I talked to Spadoni during the break, is that symbolizing?
By the way,
is that symbolizing?
Hey, you know what? Keep your mouth shut now. I need to tell the listener something. Because I forgot. All right, so we go to break, right? We go to break. And I'm going to use the men's room, and I'm also going to go get a glass of water.
Right.
So I start walking to the men's room and to get my glass of water. And I hear Guru talking over the mic to Spadoni and saying, come on, Spadoni. You know what I'm trying to say, man. You know what I'm trying to say. I heard you say that.
Right.
Yeah, I heard you say, like,
it wasn't a secret. It's like,
he just wanted my opinion.
There's two issues. Guys. One is McGee should have never come in the game, and you should have never said he should come in the game. But two, you kind of went behind my back there. You were looking to stick it to me.
No, I was doing radio with Spadoni. I wanted to get his opinion and let him know you get what I'm trying to say, right? That's all.
Yeah, but you were also trying to denigrate me a little bit in the process,
I think. Weren't even a thought. You weren't even a thought.
Just like McGee wasn't last night. All right, Will's in Marin. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So I'll admit right offhand, McGee never crossed my mind. I'm glad they didn't go to McGee. I was a little nervous. But the one thing that I did take into account during the actual game, this isn't a what if, this was a why not, was... you could tell that after the Gavin Lux single and the Duvall hitting Justin Turner, his confidence kind of zapped out, and he was like, okay, like I'm kind of in for a ride. I feel that Gabe Kapler could have went to Gosman maybe a batter sooner.
That's
and
fair.
I think that would have been a little bit better, but shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'm over it. Yeah. I'm happy for what the Giants did. There's a lot of positive out of this loss. I mean, the fact that we were literally virtually one run behind the Dodgers in an elimination game without a quarter of the talent, I'm very happy with where the Giants are, and I look forward to next year. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, who's the first base umpire? Pablo Morales? Is that the right first name?
Gabe
Morales. Yeah. I'm going to start calling Goo Gabe Morales.
For what?
Did you have that quote again from Gabe Morales? Let's listen to the quote. This is Gabe Morales was asked after the game whether you don't have it. Anyway, he didn't admit he was wrong.
I'm not. I'm telling you Morales. That was an option left on the table. Now it's growing. You know that option's growing. It could have been Kevin.
Steiny is a hater.
I saw that. No. I didn't want to read it.
Steiny is a hater. Maybe you should go to another station. Okay.
Okay, Gabe Morales.
I love this.
The question was, did you see the replay? Gabe Morales said, quote, I have seen it, yes. And then the next question, okay, do you still feel the same way? Gabe Morales said, quote, check swings are one of the hardest calls we have. I don't have the benefit of multiple camera angles when I'm watching it live. When it happened live, I thought he went. So that's why I called it a swing.
Like, see, that's not me.
That is you.
No, I've actually got more ammo.
You've got nothing.
Because now, and I won't claim it, it could have been Wood. I was fixated on McGee. It could have been Kevin.
I wanted Alvarez.
Well, you're playing.
I know I am. Now, the Gosman coming in a batter sooner, that one I might entertain a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, but the Goody runners fighting, in scoring man. Position, 3 for 25, 0 for 5 last night. You're at home. That was the death of the 2021 Giants.
Absolutely.
And moving forward, if you tell me you're going to run it back with the same team, I can't wait to see what happens with Bryant Steiny. I just wonder if you would take, as crazy as this sounds, you change the dynamic to where you would take less homers to have guys that did make contact or, you know, what is it, keep the line moving.
And, well, that's what they do. They keep the line. I mean,
when
with
the ball's
walks.
In the China base. Yeah.
they keep the balls, the line moving with walks rather than singles. But
damn, I was wanting them to win. We'd have a game tomorrow. They'd have been here.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Who would have been pitching? Gosman? Yep, probably.
That's a good question. I wonder if they would have not gone with Gosman because Gosman pitched at least to a few batters last night. I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you what, though, Logan Webb, pretty good. The other thing, I mean, here's the other thing.
He couldn't get good wood.
He's got Bumgarner's mentality too. Yeah, he looks like John Curley.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a choir boy.
Did you hear what he said after?
But he's
this ain't the last time we're gonna play them in I love that, but I was like, slow down, big fella.
What did he say?
This ain't the last time we're gonna play them in the playoffs.
This year it is.
Whoa.
You like that?
No. Yeah.
That's tough. Tough loss for the Giants.
All of us. Well, except you.
Well, I don't know if you know this. I'm not on the Giants roster.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, what are the odds you're going to watch Atlanta? And it's nothing wrong
with
it.
You're right about that.
See, I am. And I'm going to be thinking about McGee.
No, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to watch both series. Right. And then I'm going to watch a World Series. But am I going to be as in tune?
Yeah.
No. Definitely not.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that game let get the
postseason baseball second to none, man. I wanted extra.
I was kind of rooting for extra innings too, tell you the truth. That would have been a lot of fun. But anyway, welcome to the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
2021-22 season.
Curry! And our boss had tweet of the week.
No, he didn't.
Let me tell you what it is before you grade it.
You know what?
Okay. But, and I want the guys in the back to chime in on this too. Kyle, I can't get off Kyle. Kyle Shanahan needs to thank the San Francisco Giants.
Why?
Because Trey getting hurt kind of was just a footnote. And we'd have been like, how serious is it? Who's asked that? You know what I mean? He got a pass this week. And with the Ayuk thing that I brought up that's getting some steam and traction, you know, people question, you know what I mean? He got a pass because of the Giant mania. I thought that was a pretty good
tweet. You know what? as usual, he's got about 30% of what's really going on, The reason is because they have a bye this week. 49ers don't play anybody this week.
But had the Giants not been around, idle time, the pitchforks would have come out and the script, they would have been worse.
Let me tell you something. No, you're wrong. Secondly, it would have been Warriors this week. Would have been a ton of Warriors. Mm. And we would have said, you know, Trey Lance. Yeah, the Trey Lance stuff, that's going to sit. That can hold till next week because they don't play anybody.
How about Kerr at the game with Steph, Aisha, Dre?
Who else?
He's a Dodger fan. That's all I know. That's all I got.
They were on a boat or something, I saw.
I'm a Dodger fan. No, I'm not. Kerr's a Dodger fan.
I know, because he's from L.A. They were on a boat.
Yeah. God, I wish I was famous, man.
No, you don't. You'd want
to... When they go
trust,
to you knowing that you're going to...
It's not all it's cracked up.
Give yourself a round of applause!
Being famous isn't all it's cracked up to be.
See, now that's just... That's
how
arrogance.
Do you know, Stiney?
I'm buying you. From Reading, PA.
Listen.
Come on.
Listen, privacy is a very important part of life. And you get famous and you realize just how important it is.
How would you know?
You might find out one day.
How would you know?
Of course, this is inaccurate.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Walking around the city. Hey, Stoney.
On a different level, man.
Maybe in Reading, Pennsylvania, yeah. Not San Francisco, California. Yeah.
No, Reading doesn't remember me. Reading, Pennsylvania.
Well, you laugh.
They said good riddance.
Yeah, you laugh.
I left.
Didn't even go back to your high school ceremony of
never.
Producer E doesn't know this, of them going into your basketball hall of fame.
Did they pay for the transit back
east? You're famous.
Well, that's true. I'm famous, but I'm not rich.
Logan can't find my number because they ain't called
me. Who's Logan?
James Taylor Swift, my high school. Yeah. Taylor Swift, Reading alum.
Yeah, why missing? But she moved to Nashville when she was very young. To start her career, which, you know what? Not a bad little career.
They got action in Nashville, Stone.
Dude, Nashville.
What do you got?
Nashville. I'd highly recommend getting to Nashville. How much time we got here? 250.
Dude, our first week in the books.
Yeah.
That's
been an adjustment, Goo.
Yeah.
It's been an adjustment. I wonder if the listeners are liking it.
Well, we're getting calls all week. If that's a gauge.
Yeah.
When we got the real gauge, we'll get it when we get it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm having fun, Stoney, seriously.
What do you got this weekend?
Backyard boogie, 10 to 2.
That's right.
And then I'm going to just rest. I'm tired, Stoney, seriously. I'm tired. Well, college football, I'm just on the couch. Couch potato.
By the way.
It's Sunday.
There was a great college football game last week.
Texas?
I was loving it, too. Iowa beating Penn State.
You watched that?
I did watch that. Penn State's a team I like to root against.
They got the best uniforms in college. One of them.
Not a big Penn State fan and not a James Franklin fan.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Sandusky thing obviously is Stiney, if someone asks you for an autograph, do you stop and give it to them? Absolutely. But what I say is, they'll like give me a shirt, and they'll say, hey, Stiney,
this hurts
can you sign
show.
This? And I said, you know, if I sign it, the value of the shirt will decline.
Yeah. Oh,
see,
okay,
I got humility.
Because if people really think, you think it hurts to show. Oh, you work with the guy that says he's famous.
Yeah, but if they're a P1 like they should be, they know that I'm not serious.
Right.
Don't you?
NFL predictions.
Stiney, you're nuts. Guru's right. Would have been about the Niners all this week, not the Warriors. You think so?
Dude, but Shanahan was... I'm telling you, man. Let them lose to Indianapolis, who looked good. It's Sunday night. Who looked good. I mean, they ain't just chopped liver.
Stiney, are you an Eagles fan? I was. God, back in the mid-80s, I was a huge Eagles fan.
Jalen Hurts had 117 yards.
I had season
in four
tickets.
Quarters.
But...
That's hard on the
eyes. We're talking about two different things.
Yeah, I know.
Eagles covered, though, Gil. That was a great cover by them.
Not if you had Tampa. That was on liquidated all assets.
Like Randall Cunningham.
My favorite. 12. He is my favorite. Went to UNLV. How about that? He was the first Mike Vick.
This is the second time in 2 days you've done this now. I said I'm picking the Giants to win 3-1 yesterday. You said, you know what, I'm picking 3-1 Giants. I said, I just picked that. You said, yeah, I'm going to pick it anyway. Now, I like Randall Cunningham. Right. He played in Philadelphia. Okay. I watched him every game, a lot of times at Veterans Stadium.
Gotcha.
You can't have Randall Cunningham.
He was my favorite, man. I had an arm like him, too. 12 style. He could do it all. Remember, he was on Sports Illustrated in the green unis with the gray pants, with the windup.
You know
he
what?
Was before his time.
You know what?
And I ran
his
into him in Vegas.
May have been maybe longer and worse than Trey Lance's windup.
But it were him throwing the mic quick. Oh, my goodness.
And it, Mike, like, stop. You don't know anything about those Eagles teams.
I do. They were in the NFC East.
I'm the Randall Cunningham guy of the show. He's the Raiders team chaplain, as you guys know.
Is he really?
Is that true?
Yeah. There you go.
The I don't know. Wow.
He's a man of God.
Yeah. All right. I ran into him at the Vegas fight with Tyson.
That doesn't sound like a man of God being in Vegas at a fight.
Well, this was years ago. And I said, you should still be in the league because the lights went out at the fight. And then it came back on.
Goes Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz traded to the Arizona Cardinals. And you know my connection with Zach Ertz.
Ready?
Yeah. He's from he went to Monta Vista.
Stanford guy, too. Come on, guys. Come on.
Spadoni.
Guru, shut up. You have no arm Spadoni. Like Cunningham.
I went to high school and played against Zach Ertz's dad, Doug Ertz.
Was he just as big as him, too?
No.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay.
Zach's dad's a big boy. Zach's dad.
Did he make pro?
No, but he just got inducted into his high school Hall of Fame. Zach Ertz's dad.
Well, that's because his son's playing in the pro.
No, it's because his dad was a good football player, too. Not pro, but played college.
He's all right, then.
Yeah. How much we got?
20 seconds.
20, that's it, huh?
Brian Baldinger, 515.
Baldy, I can't wait to
hear it. Whitey and Ratto today.
You know what? I looked, and it says Baldinger, and I thought it said Bellinger, and I was like, great call. Wow.
That would have been a great guess.
Nice job. Yeah. All right, Whitey is in for Damon with Ray Ratto. Brian Baldinger, 515. We'll talk to you later. Yeah. Whitey, shut up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.